Giving the first fruits has always been an important biblical principle. A radical challenge to giving ourselves firstly to God, and only then thinking of ourselves, rather than meeting our own needs first and seeing what's left over at the end. Christians are called to give generously. However, since what constitutes true generosity will be different from person to person, it's helpful to have some yardsticks. Here are four alternative options, as different people find different measures helpful. First, when I set my giving in the context of my income, the percentage I'm giving away is a realistic amount. Whether or not we choose to tithe, proportionate giving is a clear step towards the challenge that those who have more are called to give more. Second, when I see that my giving, in all its forms, has an impact on my lifestyle, I can identify an element of sacrifice to my giving. Third, when my giving is a priority from what I receive each week or each month, rather than what's left over. Do we give as a priority or do we give from spare? Many make their standing order payments at the beginning of the month to indicate that they are the first fruits. Finally, when if what I give away was given back to me, it would make a real difference to me. This final yardstick personalises our giving. What does it mean to me? And in summary, let me bring this together with a simple thought. Generous giving is vital if your church is to live out the mission that God has called it to. But generous living, in all its aspects, time, money, hospitality and so on, is even more essential for you to become the person God has created you to be, in His image and reflecting His grace.